All right, we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm chatting today with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler. Looks like we do have another phone call, so we'll get to them first. Go ahead, you're on In Focus.
Yes, this is Steve. I was curious if the city has any stance or position on Green Valley annexation and also on the Marlette-Junietta Bridge. Thank you.
Sure. On the annexation piece, we had actually, the city commissioned an analysis and annexation study. That was underway last year, and when COVID hit, we suspended that consultant's work. We anticipate that will get revived here. One of the things that they have a preliminary report that will be developed and then would receive public input regarding it before the commission then would likely, potentially anyway, decide whether or not to pursue an annexation or not based on this. It's really kind of a high level benefit cost analysis of the pros and cons of the annexation and what the impact might be on the, not only the area, but to the residents and then also to the city as well, and whether or not there's going to be more cost involved or less from a services perspective. If it moves forward after that, then a detailed statutory cost of services plan would have to be initiated. And so all of the services like fire, utilities, streets, parks and rec, all the services that the city has would be then in more detailedly analyzed for those impacts. And so we anticipate, we haven't put an actual date on when that we'll start back up, but we didn't want to have that report ready for review and comment unless we were able to have public meetings. And so that was the primary motivation for suspending it. So that's really what's trying to guide us here is that's when that report is done in such a capacity that it can be released and have public meetings and comment on. That's kind of our strategy. I would anticipate that wouldn't be before the summer. You know, the bridge is, I think, a very long-term component. There's a lot of issues associated with that. I know a lot of the discussion and the need would look at a more detailed plan for what the impact of that bridge would be on the floodplain and how long it would have to be. And it's a very detailed planning study. And certainly that would be an appropriate aspect for are there other alternatives to that as opposed to, you know, even if you built it, would you still have to six lane 24 from the four lane it is now and put in wider bridges there? Or are there other, a river road that goes to Barnes Road Bridge? There's just a number of different alternatives that would need to be looked at. But I certainly think for the future, it's something that does need to be looked at. But there's a lot of impacts for what is the span of the bridge to not have a impact on the base flood elevations for all the existing homes in Northview. Being downstream from a major reservoir that's capable of releasing 300,000 cubic foot per second. So all of those issues are very detailed analysis that would need to occur and all the parties involved would need to be willing to move forward on that aspect of things.
Yeah, I'm curious, what city services currently are available to those residents over in Blue Township? I know there's some.
So currently, the city does provide the longest service there is sanitary sewer services. So almost all of that Green Valley area, there's a sewer district for the Blue Township Sewer District that provides the sewer goes to the city's wastewater treatment plant. And then there are Pottawatomie County has contracts for the maintenance. The city does maintenance on the pump stations from that perspective. And then we also provide water to the Rural Water District for most of the folks in that area. Some of them have their own wells. Timber Creek itself is a separate water district that the Pottawatomie County Commission has its own responsibility for. And we have some fire emergency assistance that we help respond to on occasion. But most of the infrastructure out there is based on fill hydrants and not firefighting hydrants. So there's a limited ability to be able to do most of that.
So the residents there, they get a bill then from the city, a water bill from the city, kind of like regular Manhattan residents do?
They do not. So the Rural Water District is the water billing customer, or the Pottawatomie County Water District for the Timber Creek area, and then the sewer district, which is the part of Pottawatomie County, they do the sewer billing. There are a few that we do direct billing for sewer, and that would be from the Heritage. Of course, the Heritage Square area is in the city, and then the businesses to the west of that that are still in the county are our sewer customers directly.
Okay. I know this creates some challenges, obviously, out there, and that area continues to grow. It'll be interesting to see how that develops going forward. Going on the consent agenda here tonight, anything of note that you'd like to share?
Sure. There's a couple things there. We sold some temporary notes Thursday. We had 8 bidders, so that's the highest number of bidders we've had. And temporary notes are really our construction loans, and this included some of the Aggieville parking garage. It included a number of different projects that we have going on, about $40 million total. So it was a $41.3 million for a number of projects. And the interest rate came in at 0.29% on the low bidder. They ranged up to 1.22%. As a comparison, last August was the last time we sold some notes, and that was 0.75, which was still incredibly low, but this was 46 basis points lower. So very pleased with that very low interest rates from that perspective. We also have a water tank maintenance contract for 7 of our water storage tanks. So this is a 10-year contract with a company out of Atlanta. To do our annual maintenance on these facilities over that 10-year period, which is both internal and external for those various structures. We also had 5 bidders on a Kimball Avenue reconstruction project. This is, you might recall, in 2019, we totally rebuilt Kimball Avenue between Seth Child and Browning. This will be the similar type of project, only we're going west from Seth Child to Candlewood. So not quite along a distance. In conjunction with that, we're building a new entrance to the Candlewood Shopping Center, which will be a 3/4 intersection and further restricting the Darrer's driveway there that's real close to the intersection to a right in, right out. There's a benefit district to help pay for that component of it. And then we're also increasing the storm drainage underneath Kimball there at the northeast corner of Seco Park. We did a lot of work to build a large detention structure in Seco, and some on heavy rains, a lot of that water bypasses that detention structure and goes further east. So this will collect more of that storm water and send it down to that detention structure in Seco Park. So that's a significant improvement as part of that. So looking at awarding that to the low bidder of Buyer Construction, that submitted a low bid of $1.8 million for that. That the street work is being paid for out of our special street and highway funds primarily, which is our gas tax money that we get from the state of Kansas, and the storm sewer fund will pay for the stormwater components of that. We also have our first round of 2021 concrete street maintenance using our 2/10 sales tax on the agenda for award, looking at awarding a contract to Restore Construction LLC out of Salina for $631,660. We had three bidders for these projects, looking at street repair work up in Cherry Hill Road, up in the Amherst area, Kings Road out in the western area south of Kimball, Cedar Crest Drive, and Denholm Drive just west of Seco for this first round of concrete street maintenance. So those are the highlights on the consent.
All right. Mayor Butler, I see you've got some appointments that you'll be doing here tonight as well.
Yeah, that's always a challenge for those of you out there. You know, we got 20 plus city boards, and there's various requirements and to be on the boards, and some folks apply and they don't have the right qualifications to be on there. So there are some vacancies still, so check the city website. If you're interested in being on one of the boards, please fill out one of the interest forms and we'll take a look at it.
All right. Well, we got just a couple minutes left here. I know the numbers have been improving here as far as COVID is concerned. I don't know all the details, if that's because of the colder weather or what, and less testing going on, but it does look like there is at least some improvement going on. Have there been any discussions about the mask mandate? I know that it's set to expire on April 1st.
So that's something that will likely come to the city commission for consideration at their March meetings. And so I assume a lot of it will likely depend on maybe what a new health order might say also. But obviously that's something that, you know, a lot of the folks are still recommending from that perspective, even if you have vaccinated. And that's some of the things we're looking at. What is that capacity of folks that have either had COVID and have been vaccinated? They're still recommending mask wearing at least. I think what I've heard is you got to have about at least 80% of the folks that are in that category. So I think we're a ways for that, but obviously there'll be some good discussion and see what some of the recommendations are for reducing some of the restrictions that might be impacted, or you know, especially larger events that may have planning items that can allow for more capacity. So those are some things I know that the health department and EOC are looking at, and so that will likely influence that to some degree. I did want to just put a plug in. I know a lot of things are closed today and school's closed today. The sun's out, so it's going to warm up a little bit as time goes on. And the Flint Hills Discovery Center is open today, and they've got a new traveling exhibit that the kids might enjoy since they don't have school. So I encourage you to go down and visit the Discovery Center today.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, guys. We'll talk again soon.